As I said earlier, the gravitational force is always an attractive force. In other words, the gravitational force between two objects is always pulling each object towards the other. So if we were to consider two objects, object number one and object number two, the magnitude of the gravitational force exerted by object one on object two is equal to the magnitude of the gravitational force exerted by object two on object one, but the direction is opposite. So as you can see in our diagram at the bottom of the slide here, there is a gravitational force that exists between two people. However, you don't really feel this force because their masses are so relatively small. Nonetheless, there's still a gravitational force of attraction between any two objects with mass. So the man on the left here is exerting a gravitational force on the woman on the right, and this force is represented by the yellow arrow that's sticking out from the woman towards the man, which is labeled FG1 on 2. In other words, the force of gravity exerted by object 1 on object 2. At the same time, the woman on the right is exerting a force of gravity on the man on the left, and this is represented by the yellow arrow sticking out from the man that is labeled FG2 on 1, or in other words, the force of gravity exerted by object 2 on object 1. As you can see by the length of the arrows, the magnitude of these forces are the same, but the direction is opposite.